And the way the shepherd would do this would be to take the sheep to rough patches of grass first, then lead them to sweeter grass, then lead them to pasture, so that by the time nap came come at 10 a.m., they were peaceful and at ease. Your God cares for you. He has a plan for every hour of your life and where you're headed. Your God, your good shepherd, knows how to move you to sweeter and green pasture. And one of those pastures is being right here, to hear about his love for you, to hear about how he wants to connect with you with his body and blood, to give you his forgiveness. But it gets better. Verses 2 and 3 talk about how our good shepherd guides us. He restores my soul. That little phrase there in verse 2 and 3. He restores my soul. One thing that oftentimes happened back in the first century shepherding is that the sheep would break their flock each sheep would break the line that they were in and with the flock, and each sheep would take a moment to be with the shepherd each day. The shepherd would pat gently the ears and the eyes of the sheep, maybe tickle under the chin. Shepherd would whisper sweet words of love to each sheep, one by one by one. And the sheep would rub up against the shepherd and maybe even lick the salt off the ear of the shepherd. Now, that's a little descriptive. I understand that. I get it. I know. Oh, pastor, you're being over the top. Here's the point. They had the shepherd's full attention. Each sheep. Did you know that's what you have with the good shepherd? 8 billion people in the world, yet one by one, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. He hears your prayers. He's attentive to you. You have a good shepherd that loves you dearly and gives you his full attention every single day. But it's better than that. How could it be better than that? Verses 4 and 5. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. What that is suggesting is that you have protection. Many scholars who take a look at this text and understand the background of David, this isn't 100% certain, but this is a thought that's flying around out there in scholarly circles. There are some scholars who believe that King David actually had a very specific valley in mind when he put this text together. It's found just south of the city of Jericho on the road from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. It's also thought this is the background to the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan. There was a valley in this location. It was about 5 miles in length. And the plateau above this valley was about 1,000 feet up. And at one point, down below in the canyon in the valley, the width of the canyon is only 12 feet in length. A shepherd leading his sheep would want to build confidence in them so that they could walk through such a treacherous place. A shepherd walking through that valley would want to use his staff to ward off and defend attacking animals that wanted to come down and grab the sheep. The sheep had a sense that they were protected. Did you know that you are protected every single day? You know, we have valleys that we go through, physical, emotional, spiritual. The biggest one is death. Did you know that God, even in the valley of the shadow of death, will walk by your side and protect you? But it's even better than that. He will bless you. Verse 6, he prepares before me a table in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Shepherds in the first century, they would oftentimes, always, pretty much, go out into the fields that they would lead the sheep into and check out to see if there were any toxic plants. And if there were toxic plants that could harm the sheep, boy, they went through a procedure to really dig them out. They would dig the roots out, dig the toxic plants out. Not just that, place those toxic plants onto a rock so they dry out. Not just that, shepherd would burn them so there'd be no threat to the sheep at all. And only at that point would the sheep be led in to a green pasture to eat and enjoy. Don't you think the sheep were carefree? They just walked in and everything was prepped for them. What a great way to live. Sign me up. I'd love to do that. Do you know you have a shepherd that does that for you?